Chapter 5. Let me help you. We're all grateful when we're plagued by a problem and somebody with the knowledge, skill, and willingness comes along offering to lend us a hand. The social engineer understands that and knows how to take advantage of it. He also knows how to cause a problem for you, then make you grateful when he resolves the problem. And finally play on your gratitude to extract some information or a small favor from you that will leave your company and maybe you individually very much worse off for the encounter. And you may never even know you've lost something of value. Here are some typical ways that social engineers step forward to help. The network outage. Day, time, Monday, February 12th, 3:25 p.m. Place. Offices of Starboard Shipbuilding. The first call. Tom DeLay.
Tom DeLay, bookkeeping.
Hey, Tom, this is Eddie Martin from the help desk. We're trying to troubleshoot a computer networking problem. Do you know if anyone in your group has been having trouble staying online?
Not that I know of.
And you're not having any problems yourself?
No, seems fine.
Okay, that's good. Listen, we're calling people who might be affected because it's important you let us know right away if you lose your network connection.
That doesn't sound good. You think it might happen?
We hope not, but you'll call us if it does, right?
You better believe it.
Listen, sounds like having your network connection go down would be a problem for you.
You bet it would.
So, while we're working on this, let me give you my cell phone number. Then you can reach me directly if you need to.
That'd be great. Go ahead.
It's 555-867-5309.
555-867-5309. Got it.
Hey, thanks. What's your name again?
It's Eddie.
Listen, one other thing. I need to check which port your computer is connected to. Take a look on your computer and see if there's a sticker somewhere that says something like port number.
Hang on. No, don't see anything like that.
Okay, then in the back of the computer, can you recognize the network cable?
Yeah.
Trace it back to where it's plugged in. See if there's a label on the jack it's plugged into.
Hold on a second. Yeah, wait a minute. I have to squat down here so I can get close enough to read it. Okay, it says port 6-47.
Good. That's what we had you down as, just making sure. The second call, the IT guy. 2 days later, a call came through to the same company's network operations center.
Hi, this is Bob. I'm in Tom DeLay's office in bookkeeping. We're trying to troubleshoot a cabling problem. I need you to disable port 6-47.
The IT guy said it would be done in just a few minutes and to let them know when he was ready to have it enabled. The third call, getting help from the enemy. About an hour later, the guy who called himself Eddie Martin was shopping at Circuit City when his cell phone rang. He checked the caller ID, saw the call was from the shipbuilding company, and hurried to a quiet spot before answering.
Help desk, Eddie.
Oh, hey, Eddie. You've got an echo. Where are you?
I'm in a cabling closet. Who's this?
It's Tom DeLay. Boy, am I glad I got a hold of you. Maybe you remember you called me the other day. My network connection just went down like you said it might, and I'm a little panicky here.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of people down right now. We should have it taken care of by the end of the day. That okay?
No! Damn, I'll get way behind if I'm down that long. What's the best you can do for me?
How pressed are you?
I could do some other things for right now. Any chance you could take care of it in half an hour?
Half an hour? You don't want much. Well, look, I'll drop what I'm doing and see if I can tackle it for you.
Hey, I really appreciate that, Eddie.
The fourth call, gotcha. 45 minutes later.
Tom, it's Eddie. Go ahead and try your network connection.
After a couple of moments,
Oh, good, it's working. That's just great.
Good. Glad I could take care of it for you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Listen, if you want to make sure your connection doesn't go down again, there's some software you ought to be running. Just take a couple of minutes.
Now's not the best time.
I understand. It could save us both big headaches the next time this network problem happens.
Well, if it's only a few minutes.
Here's what you do.
Eddie then took Tom through the steps of downloading a small application from a website. After the program had downloaded, Eddie told Tom to double-click on it. He tried, but reported,
"It's not working. It's not doing anything."
Oh, what a pain. Something must be wrong with the program.
Let's just get rid of it. We can try again another time.
And he talked Tom through the steps of deleting the program so it couldn't be recovered. Total elapsed time, 12 minutes. The Attacker's Story.
Bobby Wallace always thought it was laughable when he picked up a good assignment like this one, and his client pussyfooted around the unasked but obvious question of why they wanted the information. In this case, he could only think of two reasons. Maybe they represented some outfit that was interested in buying the target company, Starboard Shipbuilding, and wanted to know what kind of financial shape they were really in, especially all the stuff the target might want to keep hidden from a potential buyer. Or maybe they represented investors who thought there was something fishy about the way the money was being handled and wanted to find out whether some of the executives had a case of hands in the cookie jar. And maybe his client also didn't want to tell him the real reason because, if Bobby knew how valuable the information was, he'd probably want more money for doing the job. There are a lot of ways to crack into a company's most secret files. Bobby spent a few days mulling over the choices and doing a little checking around before he decided on a plan. He settled on one that called for an approach he especially liked, where the target is set up so that he asks the attacker for help. For starters, Bobby picked up a $39.95 cell phone at a convenience store. He placed a call to the man he had chosen as his target, passed himself off as being from the company help desk, and set things up so the man would call Bobby's cell phone anytime he found a problem with his network connection.